This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Various companies, including seed dealers and equipment manufacturers, offer farmers a prescription for becoming more efficient in their operations if farmers provide their data.
Data is collected through machines that might be on the combine that can then immediately be uploaded to the cloud on an on-time basis.
Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says the biggest concern Farm Bureau has is with the privacy of collected data, especially with incidents like the recent security breach through Target.
If you had John Deere collecting such data, could someone come in and hack the system and then use some of that data? There's lots of concerns depending on where it's stored. Could it come under the Freedom of Information Act request, and therefore you get somebody like EPA that has this data? So just a lot of unknowns.
Thatcher believes farmers would benefit from the data itself.
Farmers collect a lot of data, but putting all the pieces of the data together is often a very difficult task. So the new technology that's coming out is going to be able to help farmers combine all that information and make better decisions.
Farm Bureau recently developed a new policy on big data. Thatcher says it focuses on the importance of privacy and farmer education on this technology.
You and I probably look at our iPhone and we upload the new iOS 7 program and we just check the box that says, yes, we agree, but we don't read the agreements. Farmers have tended to do the same thing. Farmers and ranchers need to read the fine print and understand what they're doing and make sure that they believe that the improvements that they will get in productivity or efficiency is going to outweigh the cost of what might happen with that data in someone else's hands.
Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Registration is still open for the annual Farmland Fair, formerly known as the Farmland Investment Fair. I spoke with Jeff Martin about what people can expect from the fair this year.
We're trying to include in this year's fair not only buying and selling of farmland, but how you can better return profitability to an acre on your farm, what you can do on your farm to increase profits. This year's fair will be held February 1st, 2014, at Joliet Junior College, Weitendorf Agriculture Education Center from 8 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
And do people who are interested in coming need to register beforehand, or can they just show up? What's the drill?
Well, you can do either. If you register by the 26th of January, the fee will be $50. After that, it will be $75. And we really encourage people to pre-register not only for the fair but for the seminars, because our seating is limited. And if you go on our website, chicagofarmers.org, you can download a brochure or look at a brochure and pick out what sessions you would like to attend and what time. And then when you pre-register, you can just mark those and we'll have you all set for the day.
And what can people coming to this hope to take away? What are the main target things that you're going to be talking about, and who needs to hear it?
Well, The fair is kind of geared up for anybody that is interested in agriculture production. We'll have 40 to 45 exhibitors in the exhibit hall related to buying and selling farmland, related to tile drainage, fertility, pretty much anything dealing with ag production will be in the exhibit hall. And we also, running concurrent with that throughout the day, we have 17 different educational seminars related to buying and selling land, grain marketing, fertility, social media, just a lot of different things going on that day, educational-wise, to help you, if you do own some land, to help you better get a better return from your acre.
And where do you draw everyone from who comes to this? Is this mainly just Illinois farmers who come? Is it people just from the Chicago area, people from other states?
Probably 60% of our attendance is from Illinois, but the balance comes from Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri. We've had some investors come from California, from New York. We've had some investors come from overseas, from the Ukraine before. So a pretty wide variance in who attends the fair. Anybody that's got some interest in farmland usually attends.
And is there any one particular thing that you would point out that everyone really needs to go see, or that you particularly are really excited about this year?
Well, we're opening our program in the morning with a Will Ag marketing panel from Todd Gleason, WILL, Farm Broadcaster, University of Illinois. And he's going to have a panel of three people on there. We think that's going to be the highlight of the day. That's why we're starting it off with that. grain marketing is a vital part of ag production and making a profit on your farm. So we feel like people should really attend this seminar and, you know, focus on what's happening now. I know grain prices are down, but we kind of want to hear what's going to happen in the future also. So it's going to be a good program. And we have several other educational programs throughout the day, managing drainage, emerging technologies from Monsanto. Syngenta has a very good program on water intelligent irrigation platform. They're combining irrigation with some of their new technology. So just going to be a great day for anyone interested in ag production, or if you own farmland or you're looking at buying farmland.
And that opening seminar, you're right, it does sound really great. You know, you can grow all the corn you want, but if you can't market your crops effectively, you're really going to hurt yourself.
That's correct. That's one thing we have a little bit of control of is marketing, and we just need to listen and hear what the fundamentals are and, you know, kind of make decisions after what we hear.
And if people are interested in registering for this beforehand, where can they go to do so?
They can call our office at 312-388-3276, or they can go online at chicagofarmers.org, and there's a section there where you can pre-register for the fair and also check in on your seminar times.
And one more time, what's the date and time frame?
It's February 1st, 2014, at Joliet Junior College Weitendorf Agriculture and Education Center. And I might add one other thing, our exhibitors, we've had a real rush of exhibitors signing up here in the last couple of weeks. We have a few spaces left, $275. It's a great place if you're in an ag business, if you're for fertilizer, seed. We have a lot of farmers that set up booths and advertise looking for investors. So we have a few spots left for that if anyone is interested in exhibiting at the fair also. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter also.
Again, that was Jeff Martin speaking on the Chicago Farmers Annual Farmland Fair. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you gain a companion to take on the road with you. Macoupin County Farm Bureau's bail bond card helps you keep your driver's license when you're involved in minor traffic offenses in Illinois. When you post your bail bond card, you simply pay us back at a later date. It's hassle-free. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Farm Bureau, where membership means security.
The Staunton Friends for Ag Alumni Dinner and Auction is coming up February 1st. I spoke with Roger Dustman of the Alumni Association to learn more about the event.
Yes, I sure can, Angela. We've been having this event for a few years now, and our alumni got started in 2007. And we started the alumni for the purpose of helping the FFA kids, trying to get them to realize what opportunity lies in agriculture outside of just farming. A lot of kids, I think, at that age think, well, my uncle farms or my dad farms, I could farm, but there's nobody in my family that farms, so I'm out. Well, anymore that's not true, because agriculture ventures out so far. I mean, you got seed, fertilizer, grain, radio. There's just all different kinds of things, and the big thing now is all this guidance systems and like planters with automatic shutoffs, and just it's unbelievable what's all going on in agriculture. So that's why we started the alumni. And well, the first thing is, you know how that goes. How are we going to raise some money? Well, we got together and we decided to have a dinner auction, and so far it's been very successful. It's the first Saturday in February, which is the first this year, and it's kind of a good time to have it. Everybody's been cooped up, but dinner event starts. The doors open, I think, at 5:30, and we have a sit-down meal. Drinks are all included. You can get tickets at the door. They're $25 a piece, or you can get reserve tickets for $30 a piece. And the way to get your reserve tickets would be to call Barb Craner at 618-637-4444, and she'll take care of your reservations. And if you've never been to a dinner auction, we have a lot of fun. We try and give a lot of stuff away, and we do. There'll be tandem loads of rock. There'll be semi loads of rock that you can bid on. We've had even some people donate like butcher cattle, hogs, you name it. It'll be their shoes, seed corn, you name it. We'll probably have some like. And then our biggest giveaway that night is, or the way we end the evening is with our, what we call it, a gator raffle. And this is for, this strictly goes for scholarships. And probably this May, if everything goes right, since we got started, we'll have given over $60,000 away in scholarships. So usually we try and give 10 $1,000 scholarships away. So the gator tickets are a little high. They're, you know, but it goes for a good cause, sir. One for 10 and three for 20. And it'll either be a cash prize, or it can be a gator, a zero-turn lawnmower, which is Exmark, whatever you want, or $5,000 cash. And we also have second and third prizes as well. Good deal.
Yeah, and it definitely is going towards a good cause. That is quite the thing to boast about, to be able to give the students back that much and give them some scholarships for further education.
Yeah, we're really proud of that, what it's done so far. And the rest of our money that we make that night, we buy, like we bought a computer plasma cutter last time for the kids. And I'm not smart enough to be able to run a computer, so that leaves me out, but they do real good with it. But like we take them on trips, a lot of field trips. We've been to Monsanto, and that I was lucky enough to get to go along, with me farming, it's just unbelievable how many people work there and what they do, and all the different plants and stuff they to get figured out what is going to do the best in our fields. It's just amazing. We've been to Kinsey, International, John Deere. We try and take them to places that get them interested in maybe starting a career in that direction or something. So hopefully we can keep going that way.
Again, that was Roger Dustman speaking on the Staunton Friends for Ag alumni dinner and auction coming up February 1st at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.